Thursday. Shir Tesvav, Parshas Toldos. Parshas Toldos, Thursday, Shir Tesvav. Okay, my friends, let's do what we can do. Let's see what we can do. There's a Shema Siyat Dishmaya. This is, this is a sugya. I asked them to serve power for lunch so we could be fleshiks, my friends. There's a Shem. So let's be fleshiks. In Gemara state, Umi Kamidi, Mi Kamidi, Mefarana Zazach, Sudah Zazach, the Midiraisa lo have a get, Midiraisa, Snish can get, Mishum Tsnois, Mishum Prutsois, Sharina, and Eshesish La Alma. And we're going to do that, and we're in, Yo, called the Mekadesh, Adaita de Rabbanon Mekadesh, Vafkinu Rabbanon Likidushin, Mine. It's two sentences. Called the Makadosh Tadron and Makadosh is one sentence. Rav Kinu Rabbanon Kedush Menei is second sentence. Called the Makadosh Tadron and Makadosh is talking about him. He's Makadosh Adayt Rabbanon. Rav Kinu Rabbanon Kedush Menei is talking about them. They are Mafkin the Kedushin. He made it tally in them and they pulled the trigger. Called the Makadosh Adayt Rabbanon Makadosh. Rav Kinu Rabbanon Kedush Menei. Amar Lei Ravino Rav Ashi Tein Akkidosh Makadosh 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 Makadosh. We saw yesterday, Rabbi Isai, a very, very simple pshat. We like to try to do the simple, extreme pshat and first then get to the tifa pshat. A simple pshat is the Ritva and the Ramban. And other Rishonim, Rajba Dachsel, is similar. The pshat is that he makes a tanai. Can a person be Mekadosh Anisha with a tanai? Of course, can make a tanai on Amanas that it rains tomorrow. Can make a tanai on Masha Yirtza Abba. Can make a tanai on Masha Yirtza Chachomim. Yo, it's a tanai. A tanai. Usually you need a tanai b'nei Garu, b'nei Ruvain. You need Hein Kodem Alav. You need tanai Kuffel and all that jazz. Why over here don't you need that? Anyone know the answer? Huh? Because it's liboy ubelev kol adam. Azoy zokt avishnei way. So there's other sugyas which talk about it, the tanai daf mach and other things. Hey, whatever. A kitzer. It seems like this is a legit regular tanai. With all of the trappings of a tanai. Okay. If it's a regular tanai, so then what's the Gemara's kasha? Tenach tekidish bekas mekidish bebiya ma'ikul ameimar. What's the Gemara's question? So we had two pshatim. Either Gemara says it's fine, it's a tanai, but are the chachamim going to pull the trigger? They could, but would? Would they do it? Why not? Would they make a bias? Would they do such a thing? Yeah! Shavir ban, bias bias nus. The oilam here asked the question, even by Kish Bekaspa, they're making the bias nus. Lichura. Hak, toisvis. There's Avnei Nezer, maybe we'll say another teretz today, we'll see. Al Kopanim. But that's the way that it seems like. Who learns the Gemara that way? The Ritva. The Ramban says something similar, but a little different. Says the Ramban, the Gemara is Kashas Tenach Kiddush Bekaspa, that over there we know there's a Tanai. Why is there a Tanai there? Because the Chachamim muscle their way in. How do they muscle their way in? Because they say, your money anyway, you depend on me. You cannot be Mekadesh with this money without me. So they muscle their way in. But when it comes to Bia, can they muscle their way in? I don't think so. So could they be Mafkia the Kedushin? That's the question. Could they? Says the Gemara, they could. We explained. The Gemara, according to this Pshat, the problem was in the Kol Demekadesh. Call the Mekadesh Kesef a Daito Rabbanu Mekadesh. But by Bia then a Mekadesh Daito Rabbanu, why should they? The answer is they are. According to the Pshat of the Ritva, we knew it was Mekadesh Daito Rabbanu, and the Shaila was. But would you say Afkinu? Would the Chacham Taka do that? Yeah, they'll Taka do it. Either of these Pshatim, this is a Mafreya 100%, pure Limafreya. Were they ever married? These people, this man and woman, were they ever married? No, it's a hoax. It was a farce. The whole thing was a farce. They thought they were married, but what would it be if a man and woman were they went to the chuppah and they found out that the ring that the husband gave to the wife was not his. It was never his ring. No rabbana, no afkinu, no nothing. It was just stam. It just was not his ring. They were never married. It was a farce. It was a mistake. Sorry to tell you, you made a mistake. It's the same thing here. The Kedushin was done al Tanai. There was a Tanai. They were never married. So the Fizeh comes along the Ritva and says, if a person is crafty and he wants to save his niece, so he's able to do that by setting up somehow to do an Afkinu on his Kedushin, so then his niece that he was married to, he was never really married to. Is she going to be Chayv Misa anymore? No, great, awesome. Can you do that? In a Chanami, says the Ritva, great. If you can do it, go ahead, go for it. It's in Din. Don't start like faking things and forging gets that you shouldn't do. Why not? Because that's a woman who's Chayv Misa. And you're trying to get her away around the law. But if you can make that she's not Chayv Misa because they were never married, great! Kabbalah Bracha! Based on this, L'chayra, came Rabbi Shlomo Gorin, and he said, okay, so I want to also get rid of the Mamzerim. Let's get rid of all Mamzerim. We'll write these Gittin, and we'll take care of the Mamzerim's problem. Okay. However, Tosis in Gittin, Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. Tosis in Gittin says, no, my friends. No. We don't want women to be able to be mezana and have an option out. There's a reason why women that are mezana die. Why do we want them to die? You know what the pasuk says. The pasuk says why we want them to die. In public, we want them to die. Leman yishmu viro. Everyone should see and know. If every woman is going to like, oh, you can be mezana, don't worry about it. Just get your husband to try to get. We'll just you got a way out of it. Don't worry about it. Nothing's going to happen to you. That's not good news, says Tosis and Gittin. We don't want that. We want there to be repercussions. So what do we do about this crafty fellow who's going to write a get for his wife and do an afkinu, and then they'll never be married? Says Tosis and Gittin, if Beis Din gets a whiff that he's doing this intentionally, we don't do afkinu. We don't do afkinu. In other words, Beis Din aside for just being people that lay down the law, they also have to be investigators. You got this? Beis Din has to like sniff out the matzav, like what's going on? This is a little smelly over here. Something is, it doesn't smell right. Beis Din does that. Beis Din says, sorry, no afkinu today. Nope, sorry, we're not doing afkinu. We decided we're not doing afkinu today. That's what Tosis and Gittin says. If we think that he has ulterior motives and they are not motives that we approve of, he's trying to save his niece and we want her to die because we want everyone to know, don't mess with the law. No loopholes. We want her to die.
Tosis over there is not talking about a case with an uncle and niece. He's talking about a stress edem, which is he doesn't necessarily know at all.
That's talking about a case of Chapa Basuch.
Talking about that at all?
Yeah.
It's only afkinu if there was an ines, otherwise it would be a get the raisa. So if right. The guy's faking an ines, it's not an ines.
Yeah, so pashas can't do ines. So you have to do a different case of, you have to send a get and be mavatel at shloba fina edim. There's other afkinus. You have to come up with an afkinu that you could do.
What does it mean, tying the kedushin? Is it It's
denying the kedushin. It's not a denying the get.
Denying the
kedushin. It can't be a denying in the get. That's not going to help you. We need to blow up the kedushin.
Right.
When they got married originally, 30 years ago,
yeah.
He made a condition. The condition is if the chachamim ever say they don't want this, then we were never ever married, and this whole thing was one big farce. We were never married. He can make that kedushin. He can make that tonight. Rabbi Kivega brings up the Shiloh, why isn't a problem of Breira tonight later or the Mafreya? Okay, whatever, we're not going to get into that right now. I'll call Panim. The Ritva says Tavar Lav Bracha. Tavar Lav Bracha. It seems to be machloikis of whether or not we're looking to kill this woman or we're not looking to kill this woman. What? It could be, it's a machloikis Rishonim. The Reb Shlomo Zalman says, okay, we can't pick one Rishon and say, okay, I'm doing it because of him. There's a lot of Rishonim that don't like, we'll see, a lot of Rishonim don't like to play around with, we'll see other Rishonim. I'll call upon him, Rabbi Yisai, I want to tell you the major Chiddush that there is in this Tosfos and Gittin I just mentioned to you. Is Afkinu a conscious decision of a Beis Din, or has Afkinu been put in place from the time of the Gemara? Do we decide today to do Afkinu? Is it like, today we're like, oh, Afkinu, or this was etched already into the law from the time of the Beis Din said, Ein Oynes Megittin, period. Ein Oynes Megittin because of Afkinu. Bidla Mevuto because of Afkinu. That's it. Afkinu is there. Or every generation decides that we're doing Afkinu. I'm struggling with what the words Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael mean. I don't know what the words mean. I don't know what the words Moshe v'Yisrael mean. I'm not sure. Rashi says Shanhigu Chachme Yisrael. So maybe this is somewhat poetic, but Moshe v'Yisrael, Moshe is every generation, every person is Kim Moshe Rabbeinu. Every Chacham is like Moshe. I don't know. I'm not sure what. I don't know. Shanhigu Chachme Yisrael b'Yisrael. Moshe is Chachme Yisrael. Kids, so it sounds like every generation we have to decide, every Beis Din has to decide if they're going to do Afkinu or not. Masha Ein Kain, I would have thought that Afkinu was just automatic. Perhaps the Machlokes is as follows. What's the Tanai, my friends? Perhaps it's telling this Chakira. He made it, Ariya Mukadeshisli, I'm marrying you with Tanai. I can make it Tanai that it rains tomorrow. I can make it Tanai that I make it on Tanai that my father wants. What's the Tanai that he made when he was Makadesh this Isha? Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, what's the Tanai? How would you say the Tanai? Well, it's not Abba, so what would you say? Wait, oh, we were talking about the Chacham, so how would you say it? The Chachamim want. Anyone has a different way of saying it?
They approve. Everything has to be...
They approve.
The Chachamim want, approve is similar. I want to look for...
Chacham have the right to dissolve the marriage.
If the Chacham don't protest... Chum want, or the Chum don't protest. It's almost the same thing. Chum don't protest, the Chum want. If I do a Kedushin that the Chachamim don't want, it's automatically batal. It's batal. Chachamim don't protest, so then someone's got to get up and protest and say, I protest. Boom, gone, marriage is over. But unless no one gets up and protests, the marriage is not over. So if you say it's Amenashe Yirtzach Chachamim, it's automatic. If you remember the Mordechai asked the question. Mordechai said, Chai Ve'Lavin, why is the Kedushin Chal? Why don't you say, Kol Mekash Dato Rabban Mekash, shouldn't be good. Rabbi Yosef says, because the Chacham didn't protest. The Mordechai learns, it's Amenashe Yirtzach Chacham don't want this marriage. No one's going to say Chacham want this marriage. Boom, it's gone, on its own. The Chacham don't have to get up and say, wham, we're neck. It's, if the Chacham don't want the marriage is out. But if it's Amenas Shalom Michu Chachamim, then the Chacham have to get up and say, I protest. Who's protesting? If we smell that they're doing this because of an ulterior motive, no one's going to protest. No one's going to get up and say, I protest. Because we don't want it. Because over here in this situation, we're not going to protest. If it's Amenas Shalom Yirtzu, they don't want the Kedushin. They might think that he's doing this for random means, but they don't want this Kedushin. Boom, the Kedushin's gone. Okay. Akopanim Rabbi Yisai, any way you do it, this is a full-fledged limafreya. So much so that we're hacking. Do we want him to do it anew the Kedushin, not unwanted to do it? And based on this, the Shita asks the question that every time a person is Mezana, it's a Hasras. So fake. They might not be married. This whole marriage might be one big farce. With different answers. Roiv, or Kipshutai, or it doesn't make a difference. I would like to go to the other extreme, skip out Rashi for a second, and see the pshat of Rashi's Rebbeim. Okay? Let's see it inside. Rashi's Rebbeim, it's Daf Beis, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Over here. Shamati Kol Raboisai. We're going down a little bit into the Rashi. This is like at the end, after Rashi finishes his pshat, Rashi says, Raboisai, if you could look inside for a second. I'm going to do this Rashi. Does anyone want to read the Rashi? Anyone going to... Did them see this Rashi already? Yes, did you see the Rashi yet? Shamati Kol Raboisai. Yitzchak, you saw the Rashi yet? Not so much. Should we want to read? Here goes.
Shamati kol raboisai, b'farsi, b'kadosh, b'kaspo, b'kidushe, d'rabanan minu.
Oh, that's it. That's it. That's really all he says. Now, Rashi's saying something from kol raboisai. Rashi rarely quotes his rabbeim. He's not quoting one rabbi. He's quoting all of his rabbeim. So this is heavy stuff. What does it mean, teinach d'kidosh b'kaspo? Kiddush b'kaspa, I understand. It says Rashi. What do my rebbeim say? The kiddush b'kaspa is kiddushin midrabanan. It's kiddushin midrabanan. So of course the rabbanan. If it's kiddushin midrabanan, can the rabbanan be mafkin on the kiddushin?
Of course.
It's only midrabanan. It's like heim amru veheim amru, kind of like they said it's no problem. But Rashi is not happy with this. Says Rashi, v'efshar loymar kein. You can't say this. You can't say this. Go ahead.
V'efshar loymar kein. Hado digzei rashav. Zei rashav hi. Kicha kicha mishtei efrain. V'chein aloymed. Zei rashav kimoish kasu mefarish.
That's first of all. Where do we learn kesef from? Kicha kicha misteya from kicha chish isha lasati kesef asode v'kicha ikri dechsev lasati kesef yeah sodas bekesef sodas shakona abrami nami sodas bekesef yiknu right. Akoponim, it's learned from Gzeres Shava, Kicha Kicha, and Gzeres Shava, says Rashi, that's no games. What's Gzeres Shava? Not a Lachamash Misina, what does he say?
It's like it's
Mefurishu, the Chol Davar. So is Gzeres Shava Midrabanan? No way! The Oid! That's it. If it's only midrabanan, if a man marries a woman with kesef and then she's mizana, so was she mizana midiraisa? If it's only midrabanan, no. So how could you kill someone based on that? You don't kill on a midrabanan. It's only midrabanan. Tell me it's only midrabanan. So how could you kill someone? How do they bring a korban? You can't bring a korban on a midrabanan. That's chulin bazara. It's midiraisa. It has to be. You only bring a carbon on an Isra D'Raisa, not on a Dirabanan. So what in the world is going on over here?
It's got odd, like the fact that he needs to bring two rayas. Why not? Isn't awakening it all that?
They all have to be answered. That's that. So we're going to stop here for a second. Then we're going to get to the rest of Rashi. Now, Rabbi said this sounds like a farce of a pshat. This sounds like a joke. Rashi, other places says Chuvos Kashos Yesh B'Davar. Rashi says like, well. This is rough, and all the Rishonim go to town on this pshat. But this is all of Rashi's Rabbeim. And there's a major makar for this pshat in the Rambam. We gave out the Mara Makoimis. If you look in the Rambam, Rambam says, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, V'lakuchin Eilu Mitzvus Asei Shel Toireheim. ובאחד משלושת דבר מאיש הנקנס, בכסף, ובשטר ובביה. בביה ובשטר מן התוירה. ובכסף מדברי סויפרים! ubekesef midivrei soifrim. Rashi says, sorry, the Rambam says, kesef is midivrei soifrim. Who are the soifrim? Rabbana. Says that sogas haravid. Omar, right on the side. Omar Avram, zeshibush, mistake, upirish, mishubash, hitahu. There's a wrong pshat that caused the Rambam to err. Wrong pshat in what? What does he mean, wrong pshat? Pirish shibem means wrong pshat in a Gemara. Which Gemara? Which Gemara? What is he talking about, wrong pshat in a Gemara? Which Gemara? Our Gemara. The makor for the Rambam is our Gemara, is the pirish of Rashi's Rebbeim. That he learns Teinach the Kiddush Bekaspa because it's Dirabanan. Says the Ram. That's the Makor. Where did the Ram know Kesef is Dirabanan? Say from Ar Gemara. Teinach the Kiddush Bekaspa, which is Dirabanan. Kiddush Bibiya Ma'ika LeMeimar. Says the Ram, it's a wrong pshat. This is a wrong pshat. But now we have to defend the pshat. I mean, we have to defend it anyway because Rashi's Rebbeim. But it's now to Rambam. Vos Tutzach. Kommt zu gehen, der Kesef Mishnah. Der heilige Kesef Mishnah. It says the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam doesn't mean it's Dirabanan, like Mamish Dirabanan. The Rambam means, so based on something that the Rambam writes in his Shrushim, the Rambam has, like, you saw this, foundations. He has something called in Shrushim, in the beginning of his Sefer, in Shoyrishim, the Rambam writes, there are certain things that are Mifurash, black on white in the Torah. And then there are things that are learnt out of drushas. What would be an example of a drusha? Gzeira Shava. A Gzeira Shava is not mefurish. That is what the Rambam says is called midivrei soifrim. Is it midioraisa? Would you call it a dioraisa? Yes. Would you kill a woman based on it?
Yeah.
Yes. Would you bring a carbon based on it? Yes. Is it Mefurish? No. No. It's the Araisa, but it's not Mefurish. What? Oh, we'll go bow. So. Oh, that's where we are. So, the Rambam holds, there's different levels of the Araisa. The Torah chose to write certain things. And the Torah chose to tell you certain things, Ayde Drash. And they're in different levels. There's tier one, and there's tier two, and then there's tier three. What's tier one? How would you categorize? What's tier one?
Actual
Mefurish. What would be tier three, bottom tier? Midrabanan. What's like a middle tier? Divrei Seifrim. That's what the Rambam says. What's the nafka mina midivrei soifrim? You kill based on it, right? You bring a car based on it, so who cares that it's midivrei soifrim? Says the Rashash. Ergitzvu. Somewhere. Says the Rashash. What happens if you have two mitzvahs in front of you? One that's mefurish, one that's not mefurish. Which one should you do first? Which one should you choose to do? Which one has kedima? The Torah chose to tell you on the Mefurish because he was telling you this one is the one that that's tier one. Do tier one first. So there's some sort of difference, but that doesn't really answer our Gemara. What's Teinach the Kiddush Bekaspa? Is it Diaraisa or Midrabanan? It's Diaraisa. Comes along Rebbe Yashiv, and Rebbe Yashiv says a Moir Dikavort in Haaretz Rebbe Yashiv. He says like this: Ken Mechachomim contradict the Torah? Do they have the license to do that? There's a concept which is called Yesh Koach Biyad Chachomim Lakar Dover Min HaTorah B'Shev Ve'Al Taseh. For example, Midyaraisa, are we supposed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you're still supposed to blow shofar.
Yeah.
Yes, Midyaraisa, you're supposed to blow shofar. The Chum can get along and say, I'm sorry, we don't want you blowing shofar. They can do that. And they do. Midiraisa, you're supposed to shake lulav on Shabbos. Yes. Chum can say, look, if Shabbos was on Sukkos, we don't want you shaking lulav. No lulav. You'll be mabatal mitzvah say diraisa. B'shev ve'al ta'aseh. Not b'kum va'aseh. The Chum can't come out and say a direct, blatant stira, contradiction to the Torah. comes Rabbi Yashiv. Listen to this lamdis. And says Rabbi Yashiv, what would be if the Torah didn't say blatantly, I want you to do something? It's not a blatant thing in the Torah. It's an assay, but it's not mefurish an assay. Then maybe the Chacham can contradict. So, Ktenach Kiddush B'Kaspa, says Rabbi Yashiv, the pshat is as follows. Kiddush B'Kaspa, is it mefurish in the Torah that you can mekadesh with kesef? Is it mefurish? No. Can the Chachomim contradict something that's not mefurish? Yes! Yes! So they can say, I know that midiraisa, you're married, but guess what? Bang, we broke it. With a get? No! They can just break it just like that. Yeshkoch berchom hakadom ben ator. Lemafreya? No! Mikan ulahaba. There is no kedushin. Because the kedushin is not mefurish. Is it kedushin midiraisa? It was. It was. Would you kill an Isha based on it? Yes. But it's not Kedushin that was mefurish in the Torah. If it's not mefurish, we could go against it. Teinach the Kiddush b'kaspa. That's good. Kiddush b'biya ma'ikel ameima. What's going to be with Kiddush b'biya? Kiddush b'biya is mefurish? Yes. What could you do? Now we're stuck. It's taka, a great kasha. And that's what the end of Rashi says. Rashi says, okay, how do you, Rabbi, answer the Gemara's teretz? What does Shavi Rabbi Lebilas Lebilas Nus mean? What does that mean? It's a Kedushim Midiraisa. How'd you come in and break it? You can't break it. Let's see what Rashi says. Says Rashi, we're up to the words, V'soif, soif, Kiko Mishanin and Shavi Rabbi Lebilas Lebilas Nus Akorch Tzorach Atel Lefarish Kamo Shepi Rashti Shekedushin Akor Meikorin V'lo Mikano Lahaba. You can't say Mikano Lahaba. Because what are you going to say for bia? Now Rashi throws it in. V'hamefaresh loimer shavu rabbanon lekol mekadshe bia biasnus tas gamaru. That's wrong. Ubal hatay shesi shav miskadeshes bebia below get min hatam azev below matzino zeh meyatam. Says Rashi. Apparently, there's another pshat over here. The way that this mefarshim are going to have to learn, the Rambam is going to have to learn. What does it mean? Shavu rabbanon lebilas biasnus. Rabbanan said, this Kiddushin of Bia never works. Ever. There's no more Kiddushe Bia. So did they come over here and break the Kiddushe Bia? No, they just never let it start. In other words, according to the Rambam, the Pshat Gemara is going to have to be, I can't contradict the Torah. But if I get that the Kedusha Bia doesn't work in Mitzchila, it never got off the ground, Kedusha Bia, that's no contradiction to the Torah. Because it isn't even a Kedushin. If the Torah makes a Kedushin, I can't break the Kedushin. But I could say the Kedushin never started, that I could do. So there's no Kedusha Bia anymore.
Okay, take it away.
Because if they're oikir it from the Shoyrish, once it's there, they can't contradict it. They can't break it. If it's Mefurish, they won't be able to break it. It's not mefurish, they can break it even if it's there. But it's mefurish if they come before the Torah, even before they even made the Kedusha Bia and said the Kedusha Bia doesn't work, that they could do. That's only in the Zman of the Mishnah. The Zman is there not anymore.
Not Iker, they just reprogrammed it to work in certain places.
Doesn't work at all.
Certain places, not
never. Never.
Like it works in the scenario.
Kedusha Bia does not work anymore. Kedusha Bia doesn't work anymore. No more Kedusha Bia. That's what Rashi says. There's people that they're learning. There's no more Kedusha Bia. No, Balahatir Eishes Isha Meskadeshes Bebia. No Eishes Isha Meskadeshes Bebia will be married anymore. Any man that's Mekadesh Bebia doesn't work. Bizman Azeh doesn't work. So let's get clear, Abu Isai, as much as we can. The Rambam is a whole different pshat. There's the Rambam, the Rabbi Isai of Rashi. This is fully Mikan Ulahaba. Full mikan ulahaba, zero lemafreya. There's nothing lemafreya. Chum walked in and they just broke the kedusha. According to the Rambam, how does a woman get out of a marriage? There's three ways. There's get, Mrs. Abal, and afkino. Afkino goes like this: break, no more kedusha. Bye. Kedusha kesef, they can do that. They can't do that with kedusha bia. They can't do it. According to the Rambam, the Lashon Afkinu Rabban L'Kedushin Mineh is very Gishmak. Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin Mineh. We broke the Kedushin. We took Kedushin. According to the Ritzvah, it's not Afkinu, it's a Tanai. You make a Tanai. Every Tanai. Tanai is Afkinu, the Tanai. The Kedushin wasn't Chal because there was no Kedushin. The whole thing was a farce. That's not Afkinu. According to the Rambam, it's not a farce. It was a nice Kedushin. Very nice. Bye. Goodbye. No more Kedushin. Mikan Ulahaba Mamish, according to the Rambam. Totally Mikan Ulahaba. According to the Rambam, we understand why it's not a Surah Safek. It's not a Surah Safek. Because it's not Mafrei at all. If a man is Mizana with a woman, even if you would do Afkinu, Afkinu is only going to be Mikan Alaba, is it going to be Chayiv Misa? Absolutely. 100%. It's not a Surah Safek at all. It's Mikan Ulahaba.
What?
Rambam's not using the get at all. Not using the get at all. Chacham walked in and said goodbye, boom. Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedushin Mineh. Nothing to do with the get. Zero.
Have a Rashi, they get.
The Rashi's not. We'll see, we're going to get to Rashi. Hold on a second. My little problem with the Rambam, it's not so little, is what do you do with Shtar? What do you do with Shtar? I got a problem with Shtar. Does the Rambam hold Shtar is considered to be Mefurish or not Mefurish? What is it, mashma from the Rambam? Rambam says only Bia is not Mefurish. Only Kesef, I mean, is not Mefurish. Only Kesef is Midirei Seifrim. Bia and Shtar are Min HaTorah. So if Shtar is Min HaTorah, so a person's Makadish and Isha with Shtar, can you do Afkinu? The only way we did Afkinu from Bia is because we tried to like uproot the Bia Mitchila, but no one uprooted Shtar Mitchila, that we never found this. So Shtar is kind of like a little bit lost. Shtar is a little lost. Why is it Minat Torah? Shtar is not clear it's Minat Torah. Why? Because where's Shtar learned from? Makash Avayel Itzia. So the question is a Hekesh Mefurish. It's like it's not Mefurish. Some drushes are considered to be more Mefurish than other drushes. Xeris Shava is maybe it's not Mefurish. The Ram seems to learn. It seems to be in the Rambam that a Hekesh is called Mefurish. And a Xeris Shava is not Mefurish. But if that's the case, so then how do we deal with Shtar? I don't know. Now we come to Rabbi Isai. The third Mahalach in the Sugya is Rashi's Mahalach. Even though Rashi is usually the simplest over here, Rashi is the hardest. Because on the one hand, Rashi seems to say that all this is happening Ali Day the Get. What does that mean, Ali Day the Get? Sounds like it's Mikan Lahaba. We said according to Rashi Pashtus, you're going to be also to a Kohen. According to, because it's Ali Day the Get. Let me ask you a question. According to the Rambam, is she going to be usher to a Kayin? I'm not sure if she's usher to a Kayin.
She's not a Gerusha.
She's not a Gerusha. I don't know if she's a Gerusha. He just, the condition just went poof. It's either get, Mises Abal, or Afkinu. It's third. It's option three. So I don't know. According to Rashi, said it's Ali Day the Get. The Rabbi makes no mention. The Rabbi makes no mention of the Get. It's just boom, condition's gone. Goodbye. I'm not sure if there's going to be a Rashi. According to Rashi, it's Mashmal Ali Day the Get. On the other hand, Rashi seems to say that you're making the Mois Mekar Matana. What is going on? Then Rashi's doing the Mafreya. And it's not the Lemafreya of the Ritva. Because the Ritva is not making the Mois Mekar Matana. The Ritva is just saying it was a Tanai. There's no Kedushin. What happened to the Mois? I don't know. It's none of my business. There's no Kedushin. Boom. Bingo. Done. What's Rashi doing over here? So, Rabbi Yisrael, I'd like to suggest this follows. We start like this. The Ritva, the Ramban, are learning that Kol Mekadesh is a Tanai. When a person makes a Tanai, what he's basically doing is saying, I'm making a Tanai in the Chalois. What Rashi is doing is Rashi is making a Tanai in the Maisa. There's a difference between a Maisa and a Chalois. A Maisa, for example, if I want to buy a field, I want to buy a car. How do I buy a car? I could use Kinyan Kesef, Kinyan Shtar, Kinyan Hakbah, Kinyan Meshicha, I could use Kinyan Dalet Ames, I could use any Kinyan I want. Those are all the Maisa Kinyan. What is the result? And all of them identical. What's the result? the bailus. Now I have a chalois, I have a kinyan. I want to be mekadesh anisha. Kesef, shtar, bia. So three different ways of being mekadesh anisha. The result is the same. She's an Eshasi, she's my wife. Every tnai, kipshutai, is in the chalois. Every tnai is, I'll be mekadesh you al tnai. It's a tnai in the chalois. It's not about the maisa kedushin, it's about the chalois. I don't want this to happen unless the following things. That's a regular tnai. Rashi's doing something different. He's doing something different. This is not a regular tnai. I wouldn't even use the word tnai. Rashi is somehow, he's touching the maisa kedushin. And that's why Rashi has to tell us, like, what happened to the money? I'm changing up the money. I'm going to move the money. That's what Rashi says. According to the Ritva, we don't care what happens to the money. I made a tanai. The chalois is gone. Boom, where's the money? I don't know. You figure out what to do with the money. It's not my business. What happens to the money? What happens to the money anytime you make a tanai? What happens to the money? I've got no idea. Whatever happens, happens. But Rashi is touching the Maisa Kedushin. He's hinging the Maisa Kedushin. Therefore, Rashi has to say, what's going to be with the mice? What's going to be with the mice bia? What's going to be with the mice? What are you doing to that mice kedusha? I'm giving the chachamim the license to define my mice. The chachamim now could say, I think there's a mice kedusha. You chachamim, you want to make it something else? Go ahead. You could do that. You could redefine my mice. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. The shaila is, so what do you need to get for? If they're redefining my maisa, what do you need to get? So I like to suggest this for us. Let's understand clear Shitas Rashi, and then we're going to do a sequel. As follows. We said Rashi holds is called the Makadish in the Kedushin, in the Shiu Kayomim, Kedushin Lefi Divrei Chachamim, Viu Betelim Lefi Divrei Chachamim. There's two different things. What's yukayamim l'divrei chachamim? We mentioned yesterday is what happens in the case when a man marries a woman unscrupulously. What do the chachamim do? It never happened without a get. But what happens if he married her scrupulously, but now something else comes up later? They can be mevatalit al yedei a get. Those are the two different things. Rashi says, they're not just mevatalit stam. They're mevatalit al yidei get. When it's a question of the original kedushin being chal, they're doing it without a get. Why kayomim do they not need a get? And betalim they do need a get. What's the difference? When it's a question of saying that the kedushin never got off the ground, I don't like the kedushin in the first place, there they don't need a get. Here they need a get. Why?
In the words, it never happened, so they need a get.
Okay, but if the point is like this, you're giving the chacham license to blow up the maisa kedushin. So I could blow up the maisa kedushin without a get when it first starts. Why can't I blow up the kedushin later without a get? What do I need a get for? What do I need to get?
Like the marriage.
Okay, but now I don't like it anymore. But now I don't like it anymore.
They still have power.
At the beginning of the
kedushin. You give them power in your marriage. They still have power in your marriage.
You giving them power. They have the ability to blow up your maisa kedushin. You're saying they could blow it up. Right now they don't like kedushin anymore. A husband, he was swept away in Mayim Shalem Sof. We do not want this kedushin right now. We don't want the kedushin. Says the Ritz, for too bad, but you don't have a get. What do I need a get for? I don't want the kedushin. Why is it when they first get married, I don't need a get to blow up the kedushin? Now I need a get. Why? What's the reason for that?
Once
they're getting rid of the maisa.
Does it help? Once kedushin is chal, in the case where he hangs
who
can, up.
Why? Why?
Once the chalais is chal, what are you going to do?
Who cares?
You're getting rid of the maisa kedushin, very nice, but the maisa kedushin.
If there's no maisa kedushin, no. My friend was never kedushin. My ikun was never kedushin. So what's the difference? I think the pshat is as follows, my friend. I think the pshat. You could argue, you could say other pshat, but I think the pshat is as follows. Listen. I want to just get it clear. As follows. In that case, when the Chacham didn't like the Kedushin and it was a DOA, he did something wrong. He did something wrong. It's not the Chacham just decided, okay, it's Tuesday, we don't want you to get married today. They're not showing off like to their wife, like, watch what I can do. Boom, he's not married. Look at that. It doesn't work that way. He did something unscrupulous. Who was a Sheloi Kahoyim? The Chacham can't just walk in one day and say, okay, we're not in the mood for this marriage today. This doesn't work for us. You know what? My daughter needs a shidduch. So you're not married anymore. And that's, it doesn't work that way. Who asa shaloi kahoygen? He did something wrong. Because he did something wrong, Chacham can step in and say this Kedushin is out. But if he did nothing wrong in the Kedushin, now the Chachamim need something to give them a point of entry. Where's their point of entry? Their point of entry is now if there's a get on this Kedushin, get midrabanan, a get midrabanan. Now there's something wrong with the Kedushin. This Kedushin is now defective. Didn't start defective, but now it's defective. Once the Kedushin is defective, now they can go back and say, okay, we're undoing this Kedushin. Because you're ready, Megureshes Midrabanan. So the get is their point of entry to get back to the Kedushin. If he was Asa Shaloi Kahogin Mitchila, then we have a simple point of entry. Listen, buddy, you're doing something wrong. We don't like it. Unscrupulous. We're in, you're out. But we did nothing wrong, Mitchila. So now they need a way to, how do they get up here and say, okay, we have a problem with this Kedushin. You don't have a problem with this Kedushin. You got other problems, but there's nothing wrong with my Kedushin. Yes, there's something wrong because there's a get on this Kedushin. We've got a get over here. And Midrabanan, we said, is a good get. So now your Kedushin is a problem. Now we could go in and say, okay, buddy, that's the end of your marriage.
The get's not doing the Akira. The get's causing us to the Akira.
Correct.
The Rashi is saying the get's doing the Akira.
What? No.
Rashi and Tinak says, get Zep, Akira, Kedushin. We're saying that.
The get is saying that Midrabanan, he's not married. Once that's the case,
we're right.
So
she was
all
out of it. The whole Akira is
Hold on a second. What? Right. Correct. That's right. That's why you can't take it away. Maim Shalom Saif. Because he didn't do anything wrong. You have nothing wrong with his marriage. That's why we don't do Afkino by Maim Shalom Saif. Because he didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with his marriage. Right now, there's nothing wrong with his marriage. So we need to have something wrong. What made it something wrong? The get Midrabanan. So it comes out like this, Rabbi Isai. Midrabanan. He was Migureshes for a moment.
She's not.
And now the Mafreish is never married.
Why is she Migureshes?
So at Kamas there was a Gerushin here, or the get is what brought about the fact that they're no longer married. So Midrabanan, you can say she's also to a Kayan. Only Midrabanan. She's not also Midiraisa, for sure not. The Shaila is this considered to be Mikanu Lahaba, or is this considered to be the Mafreya? Or maybe you could say that the Chachamim said it's Mikan Ulahaba Limafreya. Now that's a trick. It's a trick. There's such a thing. It's called Mikan Ulahaba Limafreya. The Ritva is totally Mafreya. The Rambam is totally Mikan Ulahaba. Shaila is in Rashi. When Rashi says it's Al Yidei Get Zeh, it's Meikar. The money was not. Does he mean to say it's Lamafreya or Mikan Lahaba Lamafreya? It's definitely not Mikan Lahaba in Gamson. That's for sure not. Why not? Because he says it's your Eikrit Meikron. But it could be it's Mikan Ulahaba Lamafreya. That we have to see. That will depend whether or not you consider this Asura Suffolk. And the other Shaila is, will all the Bias that happened beforehand be Bias Nus or not? That might depend. If you say it's Mikano Lahaba Lamafreya, the Bias weren't Bias Nus. According to the Rambam, the Bias weren't Bias Nus. But one thing's for sure, Rabbi said, according to the Rambam, Shlomo Goren's suggestion is a flop. Because it's all Mikano Lahaba, it's not Lamafreya. It's Mikano Lahaba. So this idea of being Matir, Mamzerim, and all this stuff, it's very, very, it really depends on how you learn the Rishayim. It's not simple at all. According to some Rishayim, it doesn't work. According to some Rishonim, we don't want it to work. And according to some Rishonim, maybe it'll be good. Akoponim, this is the end of the sugya. I would like to, I really wanted to do the Ika Da'amri. We'll do that Bez Hashem B'Lineder on Sunday. We're going to go do the Ika Da'amri. And then we're going to push off the Bechina because I'd like the Olam to have a little bit more time. We could do a full Hashlama. And Bez Hashem, on Sunday night, Monday morning, we will have a full Bechina from Daf Bez, Amid Aleph, to the bottom of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. I'd like to leave you with a quick Dvar Torah, this week's Parasha. Parashas Toldos. The pasuk says, that Yitzchak had two sons, Vayigdulu Hanorim, and the sons grew up. Vayihi Esav Isha Deatzayid Ish Sada. Esav was a hunter. Ish Sada, he was a man of the fields, he was out there. What was he doing? Soide Bekashtoi Chayus Vaifus. He was hunting, he was trapping, he was coming, he was going, he was doing. Yaakov Ish Tom Yoshevan. Yaakov was sitting in the tent, he sat there. Yaakov wasn't doing anything. He was just sitting there. He's one of those people just sitting, learning, you know, not doing anything with his life. That's not the way Rashi explains it. Rashi says, Esav was ish sadeh kimashmo, adam batel. Esav was an adam batel. Esav was doing nothing. Esav was doing nothing. What does that mean? He was sadeh bekash to chayis vipers. He was coming, he was going, he was running, he was doing all this running back and forth, nothing. Yaakov Avinu was sitting in the tent. He was doing something. We have this Olam HaHepach, Olam HaSheker, where people, I remember, I was Magid Shir in the Mir Yeshiva, and someone came over to me and said, when are you going to do something with your life? Like, why don't you go to school, become a lawyer, and like, do something. Like, do something? That's called doing something? Anyone ever went over to like a baseball player and say, why don't you do something with your life? What are you doing all day is running after a stupid ball? No, because that's, of course he's doing something. He's doing nothing. He's pasula edus because he doesn't contribute at all to this world. All they're doing is playing games all day. Hunters. He's just a hunter. He's running after a chicken. He's running after a pigskin. It's the same thing. One's alive, the other one's dead. But it's all running after cow-eyed. So they're doing nothing. There's nothing there. These are empty people who do nothing with their lives. It's adam batal. That's what Rashi's saying. Hunters. Person who does something means it's something that has purpose and something that has meaning. And we have to know the truth, my friends. We have to know the truth. Because the whole world can go around and tell us that a person has to be productive and do something, and he has to be a part of cult society. Anyone ever told an actor that he's doing wasting his time? It's just a stupid play. Well, it's nothing. It's you're living in fantasy. It's like you're living in a bubble. No one ever told him that. And I told a ball player that these are our heroes. These are, you know, the people that we are idols. It's a world of sheker. In the world of MS, Yaakov is doing something. Have a good Shabbos.